WBA, KN4RJN.
RJN, KN4VWA. Good morning, big boy.
Who'd you up?
Oh, yeah. With the little utility trailer I'm pulling, I got on the Southern Connector. And you know what they charged me to get on the Southern Connector with just a utility trailer?
$1,000 in small unmarked bills and 2 one-way tickets to Acapulco.
Pretty close. $5.60 at the first gate and another $5.60 at the end. I'm getting off of here, baby. That's highway robbery. Yeah, I tell you what, we're going to be headed 85 south here in just a little bit. And I want to get down around Anderson or around the state line and see just how far we can go with this thing.
Well, I'll be listening for you. I'm right here.
All right. Well, a buddy of mine has got the bug real bad to get into his vehicle. I think he's going to try to get him an Yaesu FT991A for his truck. Now that's going whole hog and all in.
What do those run?
The leg, a finger, and one nut.
Well, that's a little bit more than what I want, but yeah.
Yeah, 991 generally runs about just a little over a grand.
I can buy a lot of beer for a grand.
You buy the cheap stuff.
You can buy a lot even if it's not the cheap stuff.
I imagine I can fill my refrigerator with Stella. Oh, my goodness. So what's on tap today besides mowing that, letting everything dry out and mowing that grass?
Yesterday I got to get the back 40 and do a little trimming. And then I got some stuff inside here I got to deal with.
Well, you know what? I used to hate weed trimming. And then I finally broke down and paid the price for a good, solid, steel weed trimmer. And that thing, it's never more than two poles and it starts. The thing just works. And Echo and Steel are the two top brands that the landscapers use. And I went ahead, broke down, and got me one. And that thing, it's not bad. It's balanced. It's not bad at all to use.
Well, mine's not too bad, but it's just a pain going around the fence and going around everywhere I've got to go around. It's just time consuming.
Yep, I know what you mean. Well, like I said, I got a good quality product this time. There will be no more Troy belts at the house.
Well, I got to weed through all these emails and get rid of all the political advertisements and get down to what's actually stuff I gotta read, so I'll be listening for you. Holler at me every once in a while, and we'll see how you're doing.
Roger. I'll hit you when we hit around just south of Anderson. That'll be around mile marker 10 or 12. That's getting kind of close to the state line.
Do that. Hope I don't answer right away. I'm in the little boy's room. I can probably hear you, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can.
Well, thank you much, big guy. KN4RJN, KN4VWA, clear.
RJN, clear and listening.
KN4RED, monitoring. KN4RED. I believe that call sign was KN4RA that was headed toward Anderson.
KN4RJN, are you talking to me, sir?
KN4RET, I'm over here in Greer. Picked up on y'all's transmission. Another driver's headed toward Anderson. I was going to test my radio out as well and just see how it was keeping back to the repeater up there.
Man, Lima Charlie, he's got a new radio in his truck and he's headed to Atlanta. And he wanted to know how far he could get with it. So we've been yapping back and forth here.
KN4VWA, and I am on my way to Atlanta, and if you want to jump in and share in some of that radio check out there, bud, don't mind a bit.
that I'm working my way down toward 101 on the other side of BMW there. I'll be on for a little bit here, so we'll keep a monitor on it.
Hear us in there. Just jump in there with us. Yep. So, all right, well, listen, I'm clear for now until I head down around the state line, and I'll give you guys a holler.
And 4RZN, roger that. We'll be listening.
4RET, roger. We are standing by.